Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for February 26th. Leviticus chapters 19 to 20. All of the laws and civil codes spelled out in these chapters of Leviticus are prefaced by the primary command, "Be holy, because I, the Lord your God, am holy." Many of the commands deal with maintaining peaceful and godly relations between people. Honor the aged, honor parents, be careful not to slander people, not be involved in bitterness and dishonesty, not abusing the poor, not being harsh to immigrants, not allowing injustice in the courts, or trying to enforce the law by yourself. Others have to do with witchcraft and occult practices or other forms of idolatry. But some of the laws cover things that people may be tempted to do or are doing that make me wonder, people actually do these things? Maybe I'm just naive or don't want to admit that these behaviors have lots of practitioners. I suppose these laws wouldn't have been written down if such activities weren't going on, and to make sure that those who do them are driven out of God's holy people. Still, having sex with animals? Being a lover to a mother and her daughter? Gay sex? Defiling auntie? Wow! Who would have thunk that God's holy people would harbor such behaviors? The point is, God's holy people aren't supposed to tolerate such evil behavior on the part of those within their midst. People on the outside, as Paul says, are being taken care of directly by God. But for those who are believers, 1 Corinthians 5:13 commands, such behaviors are subject to the strongest measures. Expel the wicked man from among you. Holiness sometimes takes intestinal fortitude. It isn't easy to stand against the stream of the culture swirling around you. But we have no alternative if we want to please God. Thanks for joining me. We'll be back tomorrow.